Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, my mama and them somehow disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true. Alright. And all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. But so much didn't happen that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home, held my sister as a child. Kinda hurt me cause I could have my own now. I lost my baby, damn, it's really getting home now. I just have to learn.
This is me.
So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cry when no one is looking. Is the blame for this pain even caused by the shame of this fame I've been given? My pride don't cause me to hide my true feelings. Cause I can only be real. Hey, cause I can only be real. It's true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I want to be is true.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are, what is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard Remote Monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.
What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward here on Guys or Victims Radio. Guys, I am so sorry for the technical difficulties. I'm telling you, I was in the studio. I was calm. I was cool. I was collective. I was like a cool cucumber. I know you like that, Dwayne. That's corny as hell. Anyway, for some reason, I don't know what was going on. I couldn't hear myself in my headphones. I didn't know what music was playing. I didn't know if you guys could hear me. I just know that we was having some technical difficulties in the studio, but now it's fixed. Hello, everyone. Tuesday, January 31st. Wow, the first month of 2017 is over, and 2017 has started out with a bang. We have a new president. The Falcons are going to the Super Bowl. Clemson, Alabama. Digital Guard has a new station. Our new radio station is up and working. 2017 is going off with a bang. So tonight's show is a show that I played around with this idea for tonight's show for a few weeks now, because this might be one of the most controversial shows, but even the most spookiest or scariest show that we've ever had here at Geyser Victim Stoppers Radio. Also, the most spookiest show that I probably ever did. And because we're going to talk about things that some people label as conspiracies. Some people say the conversation that we're having tonight is based on the inevitable future of America and the world. Because the topic that we're going to talk about tonight, there's no, I guess I could say there's no good side to tonight's topic. And you guys probably like, Dwayne, get to the point. We're going to talk about martial law tonight. Do you guys know what martial law is? Do you guys think if there's a chance that martial law can take over the country? Do you think martial law can take over the world? Do you think there could be like a one police force, a one world government, and everything is controlled by the military instead of any type of judicial or elected official? I don't know if I'm saying that right. Elected official. But before we get into tonight's topic, I want to put some disclaimers out there. One, every clip that I play tonight and every article that I read tonight is documented facts. There's nothing that I'm talking about tonight that's going to be strictly my opinion. What I'm doing, I am just relaying the message and supplying the information of this topic. And my listeners out there, you guys decide if you believe in this material or you think it's all propaganda and fear tactics. It's kind of like when you ask somebody if they believe in UFOs. So the first question I'm going to ask you guys, do you think that there's a chance that we are actually heading in the direction of martial law across the country? And if you don't know exactly what martial law is, I'm going to play this clip to get into the meaning of what is martial law. And this is your man, Dwayne Abernethy, listening to Moving Forward here on Geyser Victim Stoppers Radio. What is martial law?
Texas. Let's see, which one are we going to do first? Let's do martial law. Got a couple questions on martial law. So, put in my water. So martial law is basically another term for military law. It's been enacted in the U.S. and in other countries, Canada, Pakistan, Israel. I mean, there's all kinds of countries that enforce China, Tiananmen Square. That was a martial law incident. When they were protesting the Vietnam War, we sent the National Guard. That was somewhat of a martial law to the captives to quell the uprising or the protests. So martial law kind of has a history in the U.S., more of a history than it probably should have. So when people are scared of martial law and they'll never do it. Well, if you look at history, they've done it several times since we were a country. So it's not like some odd conspiracy theory that people want you to make think it is. Martial law is real, and normally what happens, martial law is, Congress passed a thing called Posse Comitatus a long time ago. And Posse Comitatus says the military will not be used to enforce civil law. You can't do it. Except in martial law. So in martial law, the governor of a state or the president can declare martial law for reasons of a state of emergency, natural disaster, looting, riots, protests, or invasion of another country, I think, is the reason why they can install martial law. So they also did a little bit of martial law after World War II when they started gathering up Japanese citizens who they thought might be helping out the Japanese bombers. So they were locked up. That was a martial law kind of thing. So what happens in martial law is basically the government, the executive branch, the one with the guns, says, you know what, locals, we don't think you can handle it anymore, or we think we need to come in. Now, sometimes the locals can request the feds to come in to the martial law, but the government can declare martial law, and then whether he uses the National Guard or they bring in, depending on how big it is and how many people they need. But traditionally, martial law is used to, like, stop looting, stop out-of-control masses that the local police can't handle.
What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy, listening Moving Forward here on Yizer Victim Stoppers Radio. Martial law. Let's get into martial law. Martial law is the imposition of the highest ranking military officer as the military governor or as the head of the government, thus removing all power from the previous executive judicial branches of government. It is usually imposed temporarily when the government or civilian authorities fail to function efficiently. Oh, effectively. Sorry, I don't have my glasses on. So that's martial law. In layman terms, it's pretty much when the military powers take over the land. When the military becomes the law of the land. Almost like when we go overseas and invade other countries, it's your own military turning on you, the civilian, and take over your own homeland. It's kind of like your dog attacking you. That's how it is, because it's almost like, you know how they say, don't bite the hand that feeds you? Because us taxpayers pay the salaries of the military. Us taxpayers pay the salary of the government. But if the powers that be decide that they want to call martial law and take over all judicial, all electoral, and the highest military ranking officer becomes the ruler of the land. Technically, we become occupied by our own military. That is scary. That is very scary. And the reason why that's scary, because one, it has happened here before. Two, if you pay attention to what's going on around the country right now, everything is so vulnerable right now that there's a good chance that martial law can happen just like that overnight. Next thing you know, we could be occupied by our own military. Now, some examples of martial law that has happened in this country before was, you remember last night when I was talking and I was telling you guys about when after Pearl Harbor, our government went and scooped up all the Japanese Americans and put them in concentration camps out west? That was an example of martial law. They were actually citizens of the United States, and they still got rounded up like enemy combatants and got put in concentration camps. So this martial law thing is real. This isn't no conspiracy theory. This isn't some hocus pocus. This is like the real deal. And the way that things are going on right now, it seems like it's going to be real close in all of our future real soon. You know? And the thing about it is, we can't take nothing for granted. We can't take our freedoms for granted. We can't take our elections for granted. We can't take nothing for granted, because at the end of the day, they can decide to scrap anything that's in the Constitution and treat us like enemy combatants in our own land. kind of like how they did the Native Americans in 1492. Why do I keep talking about 1492 every night? Let me tell you why I talk about 1492 every night. That's 1492 is the foundation of our country. And a lot of the rules of engagement from 1492 still exist today. Let's go over this definition one more time. Martial law is the... Put my glasses on this time. Hold on, y'all. Bear with me. Hold on. Martial law is the imposition of the highest ranking military officer and the military governor, or as the head of the government, thus removing all power from the previous executive, as in the military officer can take control above the president. Judicial branches of government, that means you can go above the federal judges, the Supreme Court. It is usually imposed temporarily when the government or civilian authorities fail to function effectively. You know what's so funny about that? When you sit back and look at things that go on in this country when it comes to crime, maybe that's why they let a lot of crime go on, because they want to get it to the point where they come to people like, you know what, the only way that we can control the crime that's going on is to put martial law into order. Ever thought about that? There's some people out there who says, yes, that's a great idea. Yes, that's a great idea. Let's curb crime. Let's end this crime problem. But you guys remember when I said last night that coming in with the military is not the answer to solve any form of crime. And you know, I'm talking in code. I'm talking about Chicago. But let some people tell it, any community of people of color, for some reason, they just put out there that it's totally out of control. Same thing they used to say about the Native Americans. Same thing about the Japanese after Pearl Harbor. Same thing they say about Muslims right now. Same old, same old, same old story since 1492. But this is the trick to it all. There are people out there who support this and like, you know what? Yes, we do need to bring in the military in some of these areas to get things back into control. But the part that people are not understanding is once it declares martial law, every civilian there, every citizen there, all their rights go out the door. And that means the law of habeas corpus means it has no more value, no validity or nothing. If you guys don't know what habeas corpus is, it's actually a law that was put in place where it says that the U.S. government or the U.S. military cannot police its own citizens. Habeas corpus is pretty much saying that, say, for instance, if you get into any legal wranglings with the government, you have the right to an attorney, you have a right to see a judge, you have the right to go to court, you got a right to prove your innocence, or you also have the right to show that the government is neglect or has mistreated you in some form. Well, if they have martial law in the land, guess what? All that's out the window. All that's out the window. You get no rights at all. Kind of like you heard about the prisoners that they have down there at down in Cuba, down at we call it a Gitmo in the Navy, but down there at Guantanamo Bay, where they say that they went to Iraq and just pulled all these so-called terrorists and just put them down in Guantanamo Bay, and they just sitting in these prisons for years on end, no charges filed, no nothing, they just sitting right in prison. Well, guess what? That can happen to you also as an American citizen. There could be something going on in this country, and if you don't agree with and you protest, there's a way that they can do martial law in that area and lock you up, and you just sit in prison forever. You just vanish, like, poof, gone. No habeas corpus, no right to an attorney, just nothing, just a prisoner. And you're a citizen. This is a chance that our own military can do this to you. This is facts. I'm not here to scare anybody. I'm not here to, matter of fact, I'm not even here to say I agree with it or disagree with it. I'm just here to show the facts. This is an example of what can happen to you if martial law is put in place.
Martial law is it tends to, one of the points in martial law is that normally, not always, but normally they do it, they suspend what's called habeas corpus. And habeas corpus is your right to challenge a court for unlawful detention or unlawful acts of the government against you. You have a right to go in front of a judge and be heard, which is why when you're arrested as a civilian, you have a preliminary hearing, you have a bail hearing, you have a right to be heard. So the government has to justify why they're doing something to you in order to fulfill the habeas corpus requirement. Well, in martial law, habeas corpus is suspended. So guess what? The military can hold you, they can arrest you, they can question you, and they can move you where they want, and they can take your guns, they can do whatever they want without explaining anything and without you having a hearing.
You just vanish. You're just a number. You're like a concentration camp. Well, they changed the name. They're not called concentration camps anymore. They're actually called FEMA camps now. Now, we'll get into that tonight also. Like, what in the world is a FEMA camp? So think about that for a second, you guys. Sit back and just watch the news. Watch your local news. And just ask the question like, how is that possible? How is it possible in Chicago there's over 700 murders? How is that possible in Indianapolis there's over 500 murders? How is that possible in New Orleans there's, I think, 500 to 600 murders? How is that possible? How is it possible that there's so many drugs still out here on the streets, but it's supposed to be a war on drugs? How is any of these things possible? Is it possible because they're allowing these things to happen so they can almost build a case to, so they can put out there and say, yes, it's time to call martial law in these different areas of the country? Like how, like right now, you remember when Clinton was running for president and they was up there talking about the mandatory laws that her husband put on the books and it incarcerated a bunch of black and brown brothers and sisters, for these long prison terms for very small amounts of drugs instead of, you know, sending them to rehab or some type of work camp or whatever. And people was voting for, like, yes, clean up the streets or whatever. And then 25 years later, like, oh my God, we decimated a whole community. We decimated a whole community. So who's to say that this is not happening now? Who's to say that there's not a major plan for population control in this country? Who's to say there's not a plan to take over these cities for whatever that reason is, so they can put martial law in the play? Because it doesn't make sense. I see police all the time, and I look and I see police. And then I look to my left, I see police. I look in front of me, I see police. Then I turn on the news and I see crime. Kids being killed, women being killed, adults being killed, senior citizens being attacked. And I'm like, how is that possible? And we have police everywhere. Hell, there's a damn, if you notice, there's a damn FBI office in most major cities in the country now. How in the world is there so much crime and so much drugs and everything in the streets? And there's a big presence of law enforcement. Now, don't get me wrong, guys. I'm not saying that there is a plan. I'm just asking the question, is there a bigger plan? I'm not trying to act like the boogeyman is coming, but look around you. Like, hell, if it's raining, you're going to get wet. If you see crime everywhere and people run amok, and they say the solution to unruly citizens and government can't control the citizens, the answer to it is martial law. Who's the hell to say that they're not going to put this in place? Think about that. Just the questions. Well, this is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I'm taking a break. You're listening to Moving Forward here on on Yaiser Victor Stoppers Radio. I'll be back in a second.
I lost it all. My friends. My loved ones. But in life, there's always a chance to grow from the struggle, from the pain, from the realness. Here's my story, Lord.
Hey world, yeah, I know it's been a while. Thought I'd come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see, this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true. Alright. And all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. So much didn't happen that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home and...
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are... What is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard Remote Monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward here on Yaiser Victim Stoppers Radio. Digital Guard. Need to get this Digital Guard, call their local number, area code 317-994-8660. 317-999-8666. What number did I say before? One more time. 317-999-8666. Digital Guard is an example of crime prevention. So if you have cameras out there and your cameras are not being monitored, then you're not being protected 100%. If you have video cameras, they need to be monitored. In order for them to be monitored, you need to call Digital Guard at 317-999-8666. And your cameras will be monitored and you will be preventing crime. Okay, let's get back into tonight's topic. We're talking about martial law. And I've already gave you guys a definition of what martial law is. And at the same time, I told you guys, if they happen to call martial law in your city, in your neighborhood, that you have no rights. None. They can snatch you up, incarcerate you for months, years on end, and you don't have to have no trial, no charges or nothing against you. And that's kind of scary because when we sit back, I'm sitting up here doing my research, right? And it's crazy. They actually have a list of the top cities with the highest murder rates. But this could be an updated list because it's actually saying that St. Louis is number one. That can't be right. That definitely cannot be right. But, it, I mean, it could be. Because, once again, Chicago might just be the poster child city that might be the first city for them to implement martial law. You ever thought about that? Have you ever noticed anything that has to do with laws and stuff like that? I'll give you an example. When they're not going to make marijuana legal, right? A city, then another state follows behind, then another state follows behind, you know, and then next thing you know, it's the norm. Now I'm looking at the list right here. Okay, this is 2015. I was about to say it can be updated, but just a second. 2015 says Kansas City was number. Oakland, California was number 9. Number 8 was Little Rock, Arkansas. 7 was Baltimore. 6 was Rockford, Illinois. Been there. Milwaukee was number 5. Memphis was number 4. Birmingham, Alabama was number 3. Detroit was number 2. And St. Louis was number 1. Okay? That's 2015. Now we're in 2017, and let's see. And it's horrible for a city to have the nickname Murder Capital. And it says, for the past 2 years, Chicago 2016 and 2017. Chicago 2016. And 2017 has just started, and Chicago already has the most murders in 2017, and we're only 31 days in this new year. Could this be a bigger plan? Because as I did my research for tonight's show, it was article after article after article that was saying that they're letting all of this crime and killing go on in Chicago because Chicago is going to be the first city where they're going to implement martial law. And if you think I'm talking outside of my neck, what did the president just say last week? The president said, you know what? If they don't start curbing the crime in Chicago, I'm going to send in the feds. And what did the mayor of Chicago say right after that? Mr. President, we honor and look forward if you do send in the feds. What kind of answer is that from your mayor? Is that saying that your mayor is just putting his hands up in the air like, I just give up? Or did they even try? Just think about it for a second. The outgoing president of our country was from Chicago. The mayor of Chicago used to be on the cabinet of the outgoing president. So that means they had power and pull. The mayor could have picked up the phone and called the president of the United States on a personal level, say, Mr. President, I need help in my city. And it never happened for 8 years. So it's not too far-fetched to believe that this possibly was because they have a bigger plan. It could be part of the bigger plan, like, look, let's let Chicago run amok. Let America watch this city run amok. So the country can be voting for, yes, let's go for martial law in Chicago. And the only thing we're doing is pretty much voting for us to be led to slaughter. Because this is what's going on in Chicago. Take a look at this. Listen to this clip.
This following message was received on Thursday, May 10th, 2012. It is a prophetic message from the Most High True God. Jesus said, FEMA, also known as Federal Emergency Management Association, is nothing like what is stated, my children. You have been doing your research for many years now and is about to pay off. FEMA has been mandated to build large detention centers. They are not there to aid the people in their survival, but they will be the primary workers in the global population reduction program. They are the ones in charge of the FBI, of the SWAT teams, and the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland, what does that sound like, my children? Perhaps it sounds a bit like what Hitler referenced his own home country to, his motherland or homeland. These people have evil designs for the population of the world, and they are about to invest their time and energy in practicing, especially in the Chicago summit meeting, the NATO summit meeting. Chicago will be under national martial law under this current president of the United States. I am suggesting to all Chicagoans to flee their city if they do not want to be part of the roundup. This is a warning, for there will be police force used against those protesting this summit meeting, and there will be riots staged as well. But what happened in Toronto will be nothing compared to what is about to happen to the state of Chicago, for martial law is coming. But first, the one world government people want to practice their tactics on the unsuspecting bystander and peaceful protesters. They have something very big planned. And because I am just, I am warning the people ahead of time, get out while you still can. Move. Because this martial law is not going to end, but is the beginning of the unfolding of the scourge coming to the United States of America. It is the beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end. I know my man sounded a little whacked out, but what he was saying in that clip, I saw over and over and over, like when I was doing my research for tonight's show, every clip that I looked at tonight or listened to tonight all had over 500,000 hits. So that means that this must really be on people's mind. Martial law must really be on people's mind. And this Chicago thing, Chicago was the top of the list. I mean, the top of the list of saying that Chicago has just been prepped to be the first city for them to martial law in our land. It's so believable. The reason why it's so believable, because it's right there in our face. There's no way in the world that a city in America that had connections to our last president have such a high rate of crime. Headline after headline says Donald Trump threatens to impose martial law in Chicago. Trump's martial law threats ranks Chicago's cops. Is Trump now threatening Chicago with martial law? I mean, article after article after article after article, it talks about martial law. Martial law is going to be the new normal. With immigration crackdowns and threat of martial law, Trump threatens to send the feds because Chicago is in carnage. Trump to impose martial law in Chicago. I mean, it's just story after story after story. I mean, this is not some conspiracy bullshit. This right here is going to be a way of life in our country. What can we do to stop this? Because we do not want this. We do not want to be living like Nazi Germany. We don't want to live like 1492. But it's here, but the fucked up part about it is we sat around and let this bullshit happen. That's why I get upset. We let this shit happen. We sit around and continue to keep voting for a two-party system. We sit around and watch the 1% control everything. We sit up here and watch them make all these bullshit laws. We created this. We have done nothing but allow ourselves to be prepped to be led to slaughter. It's our fault. It's the community's fault. It's the civilians' fault. While we're too busy watching reality TV show, watching bullshit like The Bachelor and Love and Hip Hop and all that shit, we sit up there and watching these people tear everything apart that we believe in as so-called freedoms in America. Our civil liberties are just gone. The Patriot Act wiped that out. Now they're going to go with the part of, now they're going to start killing us. Now they're going to start rounding us up like cattle. And putting us in concentration camps. Oh, my bad. FEMA camps. All over this country, there are FEMA camps being set up all over this country. Don't believe me? Look and check that shit out. Look that shit up. You guys know what FEMA camp is? Do you guys even know what FEMA is? I'm going to tell you guys, it's so crazy. I never heard of FEMA until what happened in Katrina. I never heard of FEMA into Hurricane Katrina. And then the whole purpose of FEMA was during Hurricane Katrina, they were supposed to come in and help the people who were victims of the hurricane. If you don't know what FEMA stands for, it's an acronym for Federal Emergency Management Agency. Listen to that. Federal Emergency Management Agency. Now, I got a question. What's the management part? Why all of a sudden after Katrina, FEMA got so much down, they actually run Homeland Security? Which, Homeland Security, what is that? The Federal Emergency Management Agency is an agency of the United States Department of Homeland Security, initially created by President Reorganization Plan Number 3 in 1978 and implemented by two executive orders, April 1st of 1979. It's supposed to be created at one point for natural disasters, hurricanes, floods, tornadoes. Now all of a sudden, it's putting together camps for population control, crowd control, citizen policing. Oh my God. You know what? This is the reality that we live in. I'm going to tell you guys that something that's so scary. I live in Georgia also. And I was driving down the highway going to Florida from Georgia, And I know that every exit on the highway had, you know, those control bars, you know, where you control traffic, like the bar to come down for like a crossing or something. Every highway exit has one of those bars. Why? What's the purpose of that? Is the purpose of that is we could say there's a national disaster going on, or we need to evacuate a city like Atlanta, whatever, and then we get everybody in one central location. You can't get off that expressway at all. Once you're on the highway, you're on the highway. We got you corralled like cattle. We got you corralled like cattle. They have the exact same thing in Virginia. If you drive through the state of Virginia, they have the exact same thing. Why is these things? Like I said, guys, every night I do this show because I want people to call me at 516-418-5872 and engage with me and educate me and teach me on some of these things, because I have a whole lot of questions but very few answers. Like last night, I didn't understand why there's so much hatred in this world. Like today, I don't understand why there's so much crime and they just letting it go on in Chicago. Is it because of that clip that I just played? They are prepping Chicago to be the first city to have a citywide martial law. Why did FEMA go from being an organization with natural disasters to now they're moving into crowd control and population control and people housing? Why is that? Why is that? Think about that while I take a break. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Moving Forward here on Yizer Victim Stoppers Radio. And tonight we're talking about martial law. You know, people always say and get people scared, like, get ready, it's coming. No, it's here. Martial law is here now. It's here, and it might be here to stay.
My friends. My loved ones. Life, there's always a chance to grow from the struggle, from the pain, from the realness. Here's my story, Lord.
Hey world, yeah, I know it's been a while. Thought I'd come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see, this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can, 'cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am, and please accept me for what I do, 'cause there's no me without.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and/or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are: what is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard remote monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.
What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening Moving Forward here on Yaiser Victor Stoppers Radio. Today is January 31st, 2017, live broadcast from Digital Guard headquarters. And tonight, we are talking about martial law. Tonight is one of those nights where I just sat back and I'm just thinking about the discussion that we're having tonight. Then I sat back as I was putting together the show and I'm just thinking to myself and looking back on history, thinking back from the Tale of Tears with the Native Americans when they pushed them out west. Think about the slave trade, you know, when, you know, they was putting my people on cargo ships and bringing them over here to America like cattle. I thought about the Holocaust and how the Nazis did the Jews and put them in concentration camps. And then in 2017, I'm having a conversation like we're back in 1492, talk about martial law and FEMA. And now we're about to move into this topic of FEMA camps, which is just a fancy word for concentration camps. Because article after article, they just talk about FEMA death camps and military training for to put people in these FEMA camps all over the country. You know, like they're going to house Americans and they're going to start killing us off like we're enemy combatants. I mean, like right here, it says FEMA camps. Theory refers to the theory that the U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is planning to imprison. Listen to that. Planning to imprison U.S. citizens in concentration camps. This is typically described as following the imposition of martial law in the United States after a major disaster or crisis. Now, listen to how that just run into and doesn't even make sense. Like, how the hell you coming in saying you're going to save the day because of a major disaster or crisis, but you're going to imprison us at the same time? You're going to imprison us at the same time. So it's almost like, you know how you get like a mouse trap and like, here's a little mouse, here's some cheese. And then you go eat the damn cheese and it fucking snaps your neck and kills you. Come on, citizens. You know, there's crime in Chicago. They're killing each other left and right. Just listen to us and let us round you up or whatever. And then boom, next thing you know, you're sitting somewhere in a prison camp. And anybody who's out there listening to me right now, don't think that I'm talking crazy or too far-fetched. Ask the Japanese Americans that were put into concentration camps here in the United States after Pearl Harbor. Listen to some of the Islamic families that live here in this country who's been rounded up after 9/11. Hell, listen to some of these brown and black brothers who've been rounded up and put into federal prisons because of this war on drugs. So it's so many different ways of eliminating people. Do you guys remember, years ago, I had this show talking about genocide. There's a such thing as a hard genocide, and there's a such thing as a soft genocide. Okay, a soft genocide is, say, for instance, when they create a disease like HIV and AIDS. You know, soft genocide is, say, for instance, the Flint in Flint where they have the poisoned water, where you're drinking this water, and it's not killing you right then instantly, but slowly but surely giving you cancer, slowly giving you diseases, killing you off. Population control. That's soft genocide. It's not moving fast enough. Whatever the plan is, it's not moving fast enough. So they're like, look, we got to ramp this thing up. We got to ramp this bitch up. We got to do martial law here because we got to get into some hard genocide. Hard genocide is what they did to the Native Americans. Hard genocide is what they did to the Jews during the Holocaust. Hard genocide is what they did to my people in the slave trade. Hard genocide is what they're doing to my people right now, putting everybody in prison. So guess what? Hard genocide is coming for us citizens, putting us in FEMA camps, or as they call them, FEMA death camps. Why are there FEMA camps all over this country? What's the purpose? What are they housing us for? What's the purpose? Going back to the beginning of tonight's topic, martial law. National martial law is what? Is the, gotta put my glasses on. Hold on. Here we go. Martial law is the imposition of the highest ranking military officer as the military governor or of the government, thus removing all power from previous executives, judicial branches of government. It is usually imposed temporarily when the government or civilians authorities fail to function effectively. Is the mayor of Chicago doing an effective job? Is the police chief of Chicago doing an effective job? Hell no. They ran amok. So why Chicago cannot be that first city where they implement martial law? This is here. This is not something that's coming, you guys. It's here. It is here right now as we speak. Like, give you a perfect example. Like I'm on the airways right now talking, having this conversation. There might be somebody listening to me right now like, you know what? He's becoming dangerous with him. Who knows? I might come up tomorrow missing. I come up missing tomorrow. Guess what? I could be sitting in one of these FEMA camps somewhere and no one will ever find me. My wife won't know where I'm at. My kids won't know where I'm at. My friends, my business partners, I just vanish. People are vanishing every damn day. This is scary. This is what happens. This is what it sounds like when they come kicking in your door in a midnight raid. This could be you and your family. Tonight, tomorrow, they're coming for you. Right now to some family in our country right now. They already said that they're rounding up immigrants. They're kicking in their doors. They already said they're doing this to Muslims. They kicked in their doors. The everyday citizen, we're next. It could be anything. It could be because your political views are different. It could be because you're gay. It could be because you're overweight. It could be because you're divorced. It could be because, you know, you're in debt. They actually have debt prisons now. There is no reason now why they can't do this. They could just do what the hell they want because of the Patriot Act. They can do whatever they want to us. What's our protection? What's our protection? You know, think about it. We got FEMA camps. You know, we got cities where crime is through the roof. You know, that's just like, give you a purpose example, like what we do with Digital Guard. Our whole purpose of Digital Guard is to prevent crimes. We're not believe in fighting crime. We believe in preventing crime. That's why we have our social network, victimstoppers.us. That's why I'm asking everybody, get involved. Get involved and don't be a victim. If you sit around and don't take action, guess what? You're going to be a victim. How do you not become a victim? You prevent it. You prepare yourself. You know, who knows? In you know, victimstoppers.us, maybe we need to start having survival classes. You know, teach people how to grow their own food. Teach people how to, you know, take dirty water, make it clean water. Teach people how to live off the land. Because this survival thing is real. Think about Flint. People up in Flint, Michigan right now can't drink their own water. They're in a major metropolitan city in this country, and there's no way in hell they should not be able to drink their freaking fucking water. I said freaking fucking. That's funny. I should have just said fucking in the first place, right? I'm trying to clean up my act a little bit. I'm trying to clean up my act a little bit. But I'm just saying, I'm not trying to make light of nothing, but just think about it for a second. If something happens tomorrow, would you and your family know how to survive? Would you know how to grow up? Oh, give you another example. Think about food now. They grow food now that has no seeds. So if something does happen or whatever, the average citizen cannot support themselves because they don't know how to grow no food. And then at the same time, if there's no food with no seeds, how are you going to grow food? Only way you're going to get your food is what you have to go through the government. You have to get your food from the FEMA camp. Get your food from the FEMA camp. Get your water from FEMA. Make you dependent on me. Then I do what I want with you. Guess what I tell you guys all the time? The house, you make the rules. You buy a watermelon. When I grew up, watermelons had seeds everywhere. Now you get a seedless watermelon. You can't take the seeds and put them in the ground and grow something. So where are you going to get a replacement watermelon? They got grapes with no seeds. They have vegetables with no seeds. Like, how are you supposed to replenish the food chain if everything that they're making now has no seeds? Is this all part of this big plan? Is this all part of the big martial law plan? This shit is not because of convenience. This is because of control. If I got a population of people that's hungry and need food, but they can't grow their own food, they have to go through me to get the food, guess what? I have the power and the control. If there's no water, clean water for the people to drink, and they have to go through me, guess what? I have the power and the control. Because like I said, there's no way in hell that there should not be no clean water for somebody to drink in Flint, Michigan. There's water that you can't drink in Newark, New Jersey. DeKalb County, Georgia has some of the dirtiest, nastiest water in the country also. And I'm sure there's several other cities and states that have water that's so polluted that you can't drink. It just hasn't hit the national news because they don't want the panic to set in. But that's the part that makes it so hard when you are a patriot like me, when you love your country so much, but your country treats you like a wife that's cheating on you. Like, I love my wife so much, but every time I go to work, she fucks somebody else. And that's what our country's doing to us right now in a lot of cases. We do everything we can to be great citizens and patriots. And every time we look around, we're getting screwed some kind of way. I'm taking a break. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Moving Forward here on Yaiser Victim Stoppers Radio. Tonight, we're talking about martial law. It's not something that's coming. It's not something that the boogeyman. It's here. It's here right now. And it's going to be here to stay. Now, unless we figure out a plan to control what's going on to us in this country.
I lost it all. My friends, my loved ones. But in life, there's always a chance to grow from the struggle.
Come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see, this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can, 'cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am, and please accept me for what I do. 'Cause there's no me without you, and all I wanna be is true. Alright, and all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. So much didn't happen that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home, held my sister as a child. Kinda hurt me 'cause I could have my own now. I lost my baby, damn, it's really getting home now. I just had to learn. This is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do.
Going to be the norm? Is that going to be the norm? You're going to be out in your backyard and you listen to next door, your neighbor's being raided? You know, that's the same thing that they did the Jews. That's the same way they did of Jerusalem in the Bible. I think it's right. Look, don't get me wrong. Like I said, I never said I was a religious scholar, but I'm just saying that's what they used to do. They used to just go and raid families in the middle of the night. Check this out. FEMA concentration camps, locations, and executive orders. Executive orders is like what Trump did the other day when he had an executive order against a travel ban. Same thing. They can make an executive order to put U.S. citizens in these FEMA concentration camps. It says there are over 800 prison camps in the United States, all fully operational and ready to receive prisoners. 800. Why? How in the world does our country turn the citizens into enemy? I'm going to start over. There are over 800 prison camps in the United States, all fully operational and ready to receive prisoners. They are all staffed and surrounded by full-time guards, but they are all empty. These camps are to be operational by FEMA, which is the Federal Emergency Management Agency, should martial law need to be implemented in the United States. And all it would take is the president's signature on a proclamation and the attorney general's signature on a warrant to which a list of names is attached. Ask yourself, if you really want to be on the list. This is the crazy part. They said there's two lists. They said there's a blue list of names and a red list of names. I believe the blue list of names are people who's going to get put into one of these FEMA concentration camps. And the red list of names, they're going to execute you. They're going to kill you. This stuff is like real documented stuff that's going on right now. Like, they're going to kill their own citizens if they ever have to put into martial law. You guys don't believe me? Look this stuff up, man. I'm not even smart enough to make this stuff up. I'm not even smart enough to make this stuff up. But I read and I pay attention to my surroundings. I travel all over this country and I see some of the strangest things. I've driven places in this country and I'm like thinking to myself, well, why is there a big old field full of trailers? Just trailers. Like, why? What's the purpose of that? I was in Pennsylvania a couple months ago, you guys, and I was driving up in the mountains of Pennsylvania and there was just a bunch of, like, a field full of tents. No shit. Just a bunch of damn tents. It's like, no people. Just tents. Like, what is that? It wasn't a campground. It wasn't nothing fancy. It wasn't no suite. It was a field full of tents. It's just like, it just baffled me. And could it be one of these FEMA camps? Listen to this clip.
Here are the facts. The Federal Emergency Management Agency was created in 1976 and charged with handling domestic emergencies. When most people think of FEMA, they think of hurricanes, earthquakes, tornadoes, and floods. Since its inception, FEMA has consistently saved American lives. Like the Boy Scouts, FEMA aims to be prepared. They provide logistical support, food, clothing, and other services in emergency situations. The agency has also built housing facilities in locations across the world. To the mainstream media, this is just another step in preparing for catastrophes. But to others, it's something much worse. Here's where it gets crazy. According to broadcaster Alex Jones, FEMA is a front for a secret government, and the housing locations will actually serve as quarantine centers or internment camps. This is not an unfounded fear. After all, during World War II, the U.S. forced over 100,000 Japanese Americans into government camps for the duration of the conflict. And civil unrest could be considered a domestic emergency. How would this insurrection occur? Theorists cite any number of possible causes, from the establishment of a one-world government to a national pandemic. Some believe a global elite of bankers and aristocrats may artificially create a disaster to trigger a massive incarceration of U.S. citizens who object to the plan, whatever that plan might be. Fringe researcher Mary Louise alleges that FEMA keeps a red list and a blue list, where people on the blue list will be shipped to camps for quarantine or re-education, while those on the red list will be executed. Skeptics rightly point out that this conspiracy requires an amazing, even implausible, level of organization. Also, a large natural disaster can displace hundreds of thousands of people, so building temporary housing in advance seems like a good idea. Yet there's another angle here. The U.S. already holds the world's largest prison population, with over 2 million people incarcerated. Most of the people who believe that FEMA is a cover for a mass imprisonment also believe in the Illuminati, Freemasons, or satanic conspiracies. Sometimes, they believe in all three. The outlandish nature of some theories may make them hard to swallow, yet the facts are foreboding, even to skeptics. The federal government has indeed constructed massive housing facilities across the United States, from Oakdale, California to Atlanta, Georgia. Executive orders have given FEMA and other agencies increasingly broad emergency powers, even allowing the U.S. Army and Marine Corps to perform domestic operations. Theorists like Dr. John Coleman allege the focus of FEMA has steadily moved away from natural disasters to concentrate on the management of a hypothetically unruly populace. In 2003, FEMA was incorporated into the Department of Homeland Security. To most Americans, this is just another game of bureaucratic musical chairs. However, it makes perfect sense to conspiracy theorists. Before you reject this theory, take a look at the laws surrounding the Constitution. FEMA, Homeland Security, and other related agencies. pay close attention to Rex 84, the Patriot Act extensions, Operation Garden Plot, and the executive orders that created FEMA. Conspiracy theorists think these documents are only the tip of the iceberg. The rest, for now, is stuff they don't want you to know.
Are you a believer? Or you think this is bullshit? Do you really believe that FEMA is there to be supportive in a natural disaster? Or is FEMA really this secret imprisonment organization to do population control of the citizens of the United States? Because the thing is, tonight's clips and the articles that I'm reading, I'm just providing the information and let you guys decide what's true, what's not true, what to believe or what not to believe. Me personally, I pay attention to what's going on around me, and everything that I'm talking about tonight is all fact. It's not theory. It's all fact. Is this not true that there is 2 million people in prison right now? And the reason why we have 2 million people in prison because they created the privatized prison complex where corporations make money off prisoners. Is that not a true statement? Is it not a true statement that, yes, after Pearl Harbor, that we rounded up 100,000 Japanese Americans and put them in concentration camps? Is that not a true statement? Is it not a true statement in 1492, Columbus punk ass came over here and killed Native Americans? So how is this stuff conspiracy theory? Are we going to get to a point in this country, just like other places in the world, that you cannot express your opinion? If you express your opinion, you get put into one of these concentration camps. Just like with me now, I might be putting myself on the red list versus the blue list by having this conversation tonight because I'm just feeding the information. I'm just giving out the information. But like they say, kill the messenger. When this happens, because it's happening right now, what list are you going to be on? Are you going to be on the blue list to get re-educated? What does that mean, re-educated? Or are you going to get on the red list where they're going to just take you, wipe you out? Question. You guys ever heard of it? If you guys have any comments, feel free to call me. Like I said, I could talk all night. But if you guys have any comments or you guys want to fill me in on what this martial law thing is all about, give me a call, area code 516-418-5872. But if not, I got the information to give you guys. I have no problem giving the information. Have you guys ever heard of Rex 84 program? I've never heard of it before until tonight. The Rex 84 program was established on the reasoning that if exodus of illegal aliens crossed the Mexican-U.S. border, they would be quickly rounded up. Once again, there's that term again, rounded up like cattle, rounded up. They would quickly be rounded up and detained in detention centers by FEMA. Now, think about it. Once again, by detention centers by FEMA. But I thought FEMA was to be emergency, Federal Emergency Management Association or whatever for natural disasters. But how you go from being there for natural disasters to rounding folks up and putting them into prison camps? Rex 84 allowed many military bases to be closed down and to be turned into prisons. Did you guys hear that? Turned into prisons. I thought the purpose of prison was to rehabilitate criminals. But how can you become... Remember the other day when I had the show talking about white privilege, and we were talking about the saggy jeans law, like how they criminalize what you wear. So they can criminalize anything. And do you remember I said in that law you can go to jail for 6 months? You go to jail for 6 months, you become a criminal because your pants are sagging. Guess another thing that's on the books right now that can make you a criminal? Divorce and child support. Divorce and child support can turn a man or a woman who's a loving parent or a loving husband or wife, and if you don't abide by the rules that's told you by the judge, you could be turn into a criminal and you can go to jail. How do you be criminal? How does love becomes a form for you to become a criminal? Never been in trouble with the law, you can get in trouble with the law through family court. Now you become a criminal through law, through fashion, because you wear your pants in an unattractive manner. I don't like the saggy pants, but it's a law that can make you a criminal. So just like this, the Rex 84 program, round you up and put you in a prison. It's here, you guys. It's here. This is not conspiracy theory. It's you could go on the news and you hear our sitting president right now saying that he's going to call martial law in Chicago. It's inevitable. Tomorrow, Chicago's going to wake the hell up and go, guess what? We're not doing no killings today. Guess what? No killings in Chi-Town. Chi-Town, no, it's a place of love. No more killings. Bullshit. I guarantee you, I could probably go on the news right now, and I bet you there's probably 10 murders in Chicago today alone. And they just sitting there folding their hands, letting it happen. Fold your hands, let it happen, because we got a bigger plan, because we got these damn prisons to fill. Just like the war on drugs, we get these prisons to fill because they're privatized. Soft genocide. Give these people poisonous water in Flint. We got to kill some of them off. Hard genocide. Let's round these people up and start putting them in FEMA camps, put them on the red list or the blue list. Genocide. Hard genocide, soft genocide. Man. Some scary shit, right? It's some scary shit. You got to ask yourself, like, what's the answer? What's the answer? What do we do? How do we combat this? How do we do this? For starters, start listening to Moving Forward every night. What you got to do first is to join Harper's.us. What you got to do first is order Digital Guard, because we got to start being proactive here, people. The reason why all this is happening, because they caught us slipping, because of the Super Bowl's coming up, because The Bachelor's on, because Love and Hip Hop's on. They caught us slipping. They caught us slipping. We were excited because we elected our first black president while we over here doing this thing. Think about it. President Obama's from Chicago. First black president from Chicago. The mayor, it was on President Obama's cabinet. And Chicago's going to be the first city that's going to be under martial law in modern day America. I guarantee you, before 2017 is out, feds is moving in. The feds is moving in. Things don't just happen, people. This stuff is planned. Just like anything else, you plan, you prepare, you execute. You plan, you prepare, you execute. I'm going to tell you one thing that they taught us in the military. It's called the six P's. Everything they taught us from day one in the military was the six P's. You know what the six P's are? Prior, preparation, peace, poor, performance. Once again, the six P's, they taught every sailor in the Navy. I don't know, but I can't speak for the Army and the rest of those dirt bags, because the Navy's the best, N-A-V-Y. Another topic for another day. Anyway, that blue and that gold. But anyway, six P's of preparation. Prior preparation prevents piss poor performance. So this martial law thing, it didn't just happen. This martial law thing was set in play back when they created the damn FEMA in 1976? FEMA was created in 1976? They not playing with us. They're not playing with people in Flint, Michigan. That wasn't no mistake to poison those people in that water. That was not a mistake. 2 million brown and black brothers in prison. That's not a mistake. The laws that Clinton put on the books, that wasn't a mistake. These aren't mistakes. These are plans. Plan, prepare, execute. These are plans. These are plans. I'm taking a break. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward here on Yazzer Victim Stoppers Radio. FEMA camps. Wow, I done made the red list. Studio just completely shut down, y'all. Totally shut down for 3 minutes. Nothing. Dead air. I'm done. Two nights in a row, I done fucked up. I done pissed somebody off. I made the red list, y'all. I won't be on the blue list. I won't be back tomorrow. I talked shit last night. Then I talk about martial law tonight, and boom, studio goes down. Well, I got
I want to talk about the police, who I am a supporter of, and of course, obviously, we all are. We would be in big trouble without the police, but
Not necessarily.
Okay, well, let's go there. I want to show pictures first, and then I want to show some of the pictures of the Boston police. Okay, look at this. I mean, if this is what you have, why don't you invade a country? Show some of the other ones. I mean, go up to Canada, take their oil. look at these. These are half tracks. I don't care what you might want to call it, an urban assault vehicle, but this country is becoming a police state, and it is very troubling to me.
Well, some Americans would say it's always been a police state. So in New York, we have people who are upset about stop and frisk, stopping black and brown men and frisking them. But there are other New Yorkers who say, oh, no, I'd rather have stop and frisk than have stop and mug. And so we've never come to any agreement about whether the police are here to protect and serve and who do they protect and serve. So you and I walk down the street.
Yep.
We may have a completely different experience of the police. The problem is now that the police are beginning to act more like the military. You know, out after enemy combatants.
They have been militarized.
They
never used to look like that. Well, no, that's right. Look, I mean, the police...
Smidge, last night I was watching my son play Call of Duty, and he was playing it in zombie mode. And that got me thinking... The way things are going in this country, the world for that matter, we might be closer to martial law going into effect than we think. How long till a zombie knocks down your door and comes in to steal everything you have to survive? Food, clothes, guns, water? If this were to happen, would you be ready to protect and take care of your family and yourself? So I got on the internet and I wound up at the North Star Report. I found an article on how to survive martial law. I found it very interesting, and I wanted to share some of their tips with you. Remember, these tips only apply if martial law has already taken effect. Rule number one, never take the government's word at face value. Politicians are like used car salesmen. So, you know, during martial law, any authority figure is the enemy. They're out to get you and what you have and to take it from you. Don't let them. Rule number two, keep your mouth shut. Seriously, don't say anything because everything you say, people will remember and they'll use it against you later, either for food, a favor, shelter, or just somebody looking to get some sweet revenge. It's martial law. People will get desperate and they will sell out anybody. Rule number three, survival is more important than any dictate. If you're not allowed to have something that will help you survive, get it, and then look at rule number two. If you're not allowed to have a gun, extra food, water, or medicine, get it, and then hide it where no one will find it, and then see rule number two. On a side note, if you have a gun, please make sure you know how to use it. Rule number four. Set up a survival network. Get with your friends and make sure everybody has their own skill set and is ready to help each other out to survive. For example, if you don't know how to make a weapon out of a shovel and an axe handle, make sure somebody in your network does. The most important rule is make sure you help people out that are fighting back. Remember, you are the resistance. You are fighting to get our country back. Obviously, it's just a partial list. The complete list is at the North Star Report.
I lost it all. My friends. My loved ones. But in life, there's always a chance to grow from the struggle, from the pain, from the realness. Here's my story, Lord.
Hey world, yeah, I know it's been a while. Thought I'd come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see, this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true. Alright. And all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. So much didn't happen that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home and my sister raised a child. Kinda hurt me cause I could have had my own now. I lost my baby, damn, it's really getting home now. I just had to learn.
This is me.
So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. There's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true.
Alright, alright.
And all I wanna be is true. I look up to the sky, Lord, why do I cry when no one is looking? Is the blame for this pain even caused by the shame of this fame I've been given? My pride don't cause me to hide my true feelings. Cause I can only be real. Hey, cause I can only. It's true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true.
Alright, alright.
And all I wanna be is true.
Alright.
And all I wanna be is true. And all I wanna be is true.
Alright.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and/or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are, what is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard Remote Monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.